Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Billy Liu on March
5th, 1983. Yeah, here's the Jeanette Block, and
that's mostly occupied by when the Chinese took over. I think it's just a rooming house.
Mm-hmm.
Before, when it was operated as a hotel, I don't quite recall that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I, even before my time.
Mm-hmm.
But this sign, Hotel de Paris, was on there when I raised, understand it.
I see.
But this corner is Paris Cafe,
mm-hmm.
When I remember it.
Mm-hmm. And what were the other stores downstairs?
No, this thing occupied the whole thing, practically.
Mm, Paris Cafe, was that?
Yeah,
thing?
Right.
Oh.
Why, they have banquets there.
Uh-huh. Was it Paris Cafe Chinese restaurant?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's in Guanga,
mm-hmm.
one time owned by.
Uh-huh. And they serve Chinese food?
Yes, and banquets. Uh-huh. I remember attending a lot of wedding banquets there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I attended Thomas Wong's wedding banquet, I think, was there.
Yeah.
In those days, one restaurant wasn't enough.
Uh-huh.
So they probably occupy, they had a party at Cui Fa Lou,
uh-huh.
which is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Manzhen Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all three of them.
Gee. How many people would it take?
Well, there's not too many here. Probably 200 people.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a...
Chui Fa Lou, probably another 200.
Mm-hmm.
Manzhen Lou, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. Yeah. So, for the big banquet, they will have 500, 400 people.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thomas Wong at that time was the president when he got married, or?
No, he was, I think he probably was active with the CAC, probably was the CAC president one time.
I see. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you say there was a boarding?
I think it was boarding. Or there's nothing,
upstairs.
No organization, nothing up there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. How about the basement? Do you have a basement down the Sunway Wall?
Yes, we use that for storage.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's holes in the front there,
mm-hmm.
that we shoot the merchandise down.
Oh, like these, what do you call them?
Well, we don't have elevators.
Uh-huh.
We don't have elevators.
Uh-huh.
What we have to do is build a ramp.
Uh-huh.
Ramp. Just slide the merchandise down.
Oh, I see. Yeah. The ramp was built later on, or was
it's just a temporary thing.
Oh.
It's a wooden structure.
Uh-huh.
And see, there is a steps,
uh-huh.
from the opening downstairs to the bottom.
From the street side.
Yeah, from the street.
Oh.
See, there's covers that, mm-hmm. opens up like this.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what we do is, in order to facilitate the merchandise going downstairs, we build this ramp on half of the stairway. Then we just walk down the stairs and lay the cases, go down. You can't shoot it down there, otherwise it breaks. See?
Right. So you have a half of the stairway open for you to walk down.
Right,
and
right.
Then have
gradually
the
let the merchandise down. See?
And I heard that the basement was connected to each other to Jeanette Block.
That's a misnomer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Misinformation. I think some of you writers make it mysterious. Or they claim that it's all underground thing connected with each other. No.
But even in like Garnier buildings, say you have so many stores.
Right.
And they all have basements.
Yeah,
so
all brick.
Uh-huh.
All brick.
Uh-huh.
Each one of them is brick.
So they have
brick wall. Yeah.
In the basement.
Yeah.
You have your own.
Yeah, right.
There's no door.
No door. Right.
Hmm.
What we did was open the door.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from 419 to 21. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you did open the door for
your
own.
Yeah, right. We have a staircase go downstairs.
Uh-huh.
On this side, 419.
Uh-huh.
Originally, there was a staircase on this side.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't use that.
I see.
To open up the store. We used this 419 to go downstairs.
Uh-huh. I see.
And then there's a door here.
Uh-huh.
We go across.
I see.
Store merchandise
uh-huh.
down here.
Uh-huh. So you can go down to the basement either from outside the street level or inside of the building.
Yeah. The street level actually is not for everyday traffic or anything like that. Just
only for shipping.
Shipping the merchandise,
uh-huh.
putting the merchandise down.
So did you use the basement also for the living or only
no,
for storage?
No, don't use it in the living. They might, because some other stores, they might use it for a living.
We
didn't use it, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of moist.
Uh-huh.
Kind of
uh-huh. And was pretty well filled out, the basement.
Yeah, people tell me why the buildings are so well built.
Mm-hmm.
The story is this. Mr. Garnet, the original builder,
mm-hmm.
built it for warehouse
mm-hmm.
purposes. You can see the beams are very large beams
mm-hmm.
on the floor, very solidly built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used for, actually for warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was for originally, what he wanted to do with
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The things it was built, the Chinese
yeah, that's
classified
right. That's
as
right.
the store
right.
rented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how about, have you ever been down, say, Paris Cafe's basement?
No.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think Howard Kwan was telling
was
us that he was a little child and he said he was not supposed to go in there and they were live chickens and duck in the old days.
There's a possibility, I mean, for Paris Cafe there's store thing down there.
Mm-hmm. So it's still
possible.
For the storage.
Yeah, still for the storage.
Would the people use that as a gambling joint?
You know, talking about gambling in basement, I haven't seen any
mm-hmm.
or know of any.
Mm-hmm. So it's only on the
on top,
the,
yeah, on
the back
the street
of the
floor.
Store. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. San Francisco has a lot of basement, used for gambling and stuff like that, but here we don't have that much.
Mm-hmm.
The only basement that used for store is on Marchisaw Street, on right below Los Angeles, east of Los Angeles.
So where the
Mandano?
No,
that's flat.
Uh-huh.
Under is flat.
Oh.
But from Plaza, you go down to Alameda,
okay.
So it's flat.
Where the Epsilon?
Yeah, Epsilon was down there.
Uh-huh. And they
took the No, Hap Sing Tong is a
Legal
building.
House.
Eh? Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Hap Sing Tong.
That
but
one
around the
have
corner,
the
you know.
Okay.
Right.
The
well,
one
down
next
below,
to it.
Below,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Uh-huh. They were.
Their store.
Gambling
house. No, I don't think they're gambling. I just store.
Just so you know that there
yeah.
were basement
yeah.
down there.
Yeah, that's
okay.
the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, not a basement, because
it's really the
lower
level.
Floor,
yeah,
yeah, lower level of the building.
Because
of
the
slope.
Mm. And also probably Ferguson Alley.
Ferguson Alley is on this side.
Uh-huh, yes. They will also have slope
see?
And they will have a lower.
See, here's Ferguson Alley here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Marchisaw.
Right.
Ferguson Alley here.
Uh-huh.
That slopes down too, see?
Uh-huh.
To
okay.
go down the Alameda. This is Alameda here.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh. Right.
So those are stores here. And there's stores on this side.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, talking about this, do you remember there was a Chinese theater here when you were little?
Not in Chinatown.
The Chinese theater you went was in Chinatown?
No, it wasn't in Chinatown.
Okay.
One of them was in Japanese town.
And they show Chinese film?
Not Chinese film, Chinese opera.
Chinese opera.
Yeah.
You have to go to the little Tokyo area.
Yeah, there is a... I can't recall what the name is, but it was a theater there.
Uh-huh.
The Chinese rented it
oh,
and used
I
it for opera.
Uh-huh. I see.
And there's another one on Spring Street and 2nd, I think.
Uh-huh. And also Chinese rent the place.
Yeah, for
only
Chinese.
For the when there's
for
the
opera,
Chinese
yeah,
opera.
Opera.
Oh. Yeah, you did go there. That was when? Like when you were
in the 20s.
20s?
Yeah, in
oh,
the 20s.
I see. Now, also I was looking at something, someone said that there was skylight on the 2nd floor of the Garnier building. Was that true?
No.
Was
no
it skylight.
No, no skylight.
Even in a CCBA or?
No, no,
a
no skylight.
Okay, the basement
there is a possibility some other, you know, that live in the other part of it put a skylight on.
So, but not the beginning.
No, not actually. The building didn't have skylight.
Uh huh. I see.
I mean, no problem to put a skylight in if they needed anything. Uh huh. Mm.
Did there anything that the Chinese decorate these buildings, make it more Chinese like?
No.
Or
these verandas are already there.
Mm-hmm.
You would put the sign on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh
huh.
Mm.
And you put plants for the.
Yeah. This one. This one is put in there artificially. See when the Gong Hao.
Uh huh.
See then put that in there.
What
it's not part of the building.
Oh, I see.
See, it should be like this. See?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And so they put something artificial
up
there.
Make it look Chinese. See?
Uh-huh.
They put this on.
Uh-huh. Did they actually sort of open up the windows, or was the window always there before?
Always windows, same
type of that window.
Right.
I see. And
so this evidently they built in the middle here, probably put a door here so they walk out. See?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have doors.
Oh,
we had to climb through the window.
I see.
See?
Uh-huh.
Put a little wooden bench on the other side and just climb over.
Oh,
see,
but they did make it a
door. A door, right. This had a door.
Uh-huh. Usually, door. I mean, it didn't have the door, so they just...
it's just like a window.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a little bit different from
the
other
buildings.
Right. Yeah. And what if American people walking there and they couldn't see really much of a Chinese, or except the sign was in Chinese, that some of the sign, you don't even have a Chinese sign for Sanwen Wo.
That's right.
and
I think we have one in the front
window.
Door, the
oh,
window or something like that.
Uh-huh. And,
but this is a CCA Chinese.
Uh-huh, that's right. Uh-huh.
I think Zhonghua is Zhonghua with one.
Uh-huh. Down here somewhere they have.
No, I think there is a sign here too.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay, and the interior decorations are different stores, they decorate different ways.
Yeah, different way, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Four Family Association a lot for the meeting?
Not too much.
When you were up there?
No. We didn't participate in the Four Family Association activity too much.
No?
No.
How about your uncle? Was he active?
My uncle wasn't too active in that either. My cousin did, Lao Yifan.
Oh,
Lao Yifan,
I see. So that was the later part of the years, huh?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Okay. You mentioned about the Sanwen Wo, there were about 20, over 20 of the partners.
At one time, yeah.
At one time, yeah.
I mean, in name only, you
in
might
name
say.
Only.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see. So it's only the name, and then actually they don't...
No.
Okay. And these people say they have name, they mostly work somewhere in the
that's right, they
laundry
bring soil
or whatever,
and
they can bring their own relatives.
Yeah.
How about the, you mentioned that some of the relatives actually work in the farm?
Yes, there are farmers, and then some work in an American household as a houseboy or a cook.
Mm-hmm. What type of farm do they use?
Vegetable farm mostly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I see. So did you ever visit the farm or?
Farming during World War II, they went out to San Fernando Valley and started a chicken farm.
Uh-huh.
My brother's father, my brother's father-in-law. Operated an asparagus ranch out in San Fernando.
Ah.
So I went out there and started a chicken for 1,000 baby chicks. But then I gave that up after a year or so.
Oh, then, you actually had that interest.
Yeah. Well, during World War II, the UN farming, well, you got a special classification for the draft.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you, were you in the service?
No, I wasn't in the service.
Just because
I was drafted, and then they found that I have a punctured eardrum on my left ear.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor says, if you have a punctured eardrum, that's a source of infection, and we don't want you in there and have to take care of you all the time. But actually, infection, no infection all these years, I didn't have no problem.
so
I was classified
4F,
yeah.
You don't even have to go to the chicken
farm.
Did you go in alone, or did you go in with the cousins?
With my brother.
With your brother?
Yeah, Albert, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Albert's father. In law is operated at asparagus ranch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You, in the previous interview, you mentioned about the bank as a banking place. You also mentioned a little bit here that people would put the money here, and then also they would send money back to China through Sun Ming Wall.
Yes, right. Sun Ming Wall was acting as an agent for the Bank of Canton in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
That Bank of Canton is actually the one in Hong Kong, the branch of Bank of Canton in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
What we do, we collect the money and then we write them a draft.
Mm-hmm.
A draft is negotiable at the Bank of Canton in Hong Kong.
Oh, I see.
Or Canton,
both. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I see.
We either sell them a Hong Kong dollar draft or a Chinese silver draft.
Oh,
the song to the 25 cent piece.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tai Tao or something.
No.
Not
song to is a 25 cent piece.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, silver piece.
So you would send to San Francisco?
Yeah, we'll send the money after we collect it and deduct off the commission and then send it to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And they would in turn remit it to OC branch or whatever they want to transfer the money to.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd be able to collect back there.
Uh-huh. How about the letters? Did they, you know, sort of ask the store help them writing letters?
Some of them do. Some of them that not able to write, but they ask us to help them write them letters.
Have you ever helped them?
No, I wasn't that learned it yet.
Yeah, it was earlier days
that's right.
when you were still in school.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But then in the later days, they probably don't have that many
people.
When did this acting as an agency for Bank of Canton end? Approximately what year? When you were working there, it wasn't there.
Probably 1945. Right before the Japanese War, not World War II, Japanese War.
Uh-huh, I see. And then the money probably.
Right. And also, I think by that time, people are more go to an American bank. See?
Oh, I see.
We were actually competing with Bank of America and Security Pacific Bank.
In the later days.
Yeah, in those days, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. I'm just trying to ask the question that I sort of jumped down from the last time. We mentioned about who worked in the store. Did your mother ever help your father in the store?
No, not this store.
Mm-hmm.
My father, after my uncle took over the business again, after he went back to China and came back and took back again, my father went into the chair caning business.
Uh-huh. Your father actually went into a chair canning.
Yes, at 427.
Right after he came back in 19.
No, much later.
Oh, later.
Yeah.
He went back again and then come back.
No, my uncle.
Oh, your uncle went
See,
back.
Yeah, when my uncle went back, my father took care of the business.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then
so
your uncle came back.
Came back, and then my father went out and did
his own business.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, both of them can be at the same place.
Yeah, you don't need two bosses.
No, two bosses.
Yeah, but I see the sign here say Sun Ming Wall has a rattan and
rattan.
Rattan and some furniture here.
the 10 reed bamboo baskets.
Right.
Imported Chinese cuisine.
Right. So Sangwen will actually have those furniture.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then when your father opened another one, wasn't that
that's a repair.
Oh.
Chair caning. You seen this chair seat that has to be hand woven?
Uh-huh.
I know how to do that. So we were doing that.
Oh.
People would bring chairs in and then we use for them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So your father opened that around 20s when you were in high school
year? Yeah, I guess so. In fact, junior high year probably.
Uh-huh.
So in the middle of 20s.
Uh-huh. Okay, so your father's business was handled by your father, and did he hire anybody or the
family? No, just all family.
Were you the older one?
Yeah, I was the oldest.
So you would help, and your brother sister would help?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
How old were they? They were about
1 or 2 years younger than I was. Uh-huh. You know, all stepped down the line,
uh-huh.
except then we have two much younger ones. Later.
So everyone would work.
Yeah, right.
Different type of.
That's right.
What are the type of work that involves in terms of repairing chairs?
Well, most of it is just weaving the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that takes a little skill.
Mm-hmm.
But once you learn it, it's very easy. Actually,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of just labor.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And your mother? Did your mother?
Yeah,
help?
My mother helped too. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
She
the whole family,
to
yeah.
help in the store, and she has to cook.
Cook, yeah.
And she has to take care of
her
children.
Again,
right? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was the business pretty good?
Not bad. We made a good living there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Most of the clientele would be Chinese as well?
No,
as
American people, Caucasian people. Oh. Chinese usually don't have that type of furniture.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did your father find that it's a good business?
Well, I think there was some cousin that was doing it. So. He thought he'll like to do that too, so he started.
Where did his cousin do that? It's also in China?
Yeah, one of the stores here too, I remember.
Also in Garnier Building?
Yeah, Garnier Building.
So you have two stores in Garnier Building?
No,
427
No,
okay.
I mean a cousin was doing that. I think right next door to Sunning Wall.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So that's a Garnier Building.
Yeah, right.
And your father has one two store down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually we were competing with.
Yeah, well, of course you have enough business.
Yeah,
to
spread around.
Yeah. So the, but then the Sangwen will sell the furniture actual, or just raw materials?
We sell the furniture, imported one, Hangji.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember the old tub chairs? You probably don't remember those.
No,
we
I don't.
We used to sell a lot of those tub chairs and other furniture. Chaise lounge, settees, and we also bring in a lot of raw material, the rattan and the reed, the inside part of it.
Do all those chairs furniture were sold to Lofan, Americans?
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Oh, they like the Chinese furniture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking
garden type of thing, you know. Remember? Probably seen the old time picture where the reed furniture,
mm-hmm.
fancy one. Some of it coming back a little bit.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I see.
It's a peacock chair.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. Oh, also the
that type of thing.
Type.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So
they bring a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. In the early days, what were the items that someone would sell?
Mostly grocery, because like these people that were working with. Family or have a produce wagon and stuff like that, or a laundry, or come in and buy their food stuff from us.
Mm-hmm.
See, and later on we branch out into art goods
mm-hmm.
and rattan furniture and raw rattan and reed.
Mm-hmm. When did you change to art goods from the grocery?
Probably in the 20s. Probably,
the 20s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't change actually. We just added on.
But you still had
grocery.
What kind of grocery? Were Chinese
All Chinese
dry goods?
Groceries, dry goods, yeah.
Did you have like canned foods and...
some canned food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how about vegetables? You don't have vegetables?
Fresh?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't have fresh vegetables nor meat.
Only the dry goods.
Dry goods, yeah.
Did you sell like the books or the stationery, Chinese stationery?
Yes, we were selling, in fact, we were selling a lot of school books, texts for the Chinese school. And if you ask Kaza, she would tell you that she runs over to our store to buy Dai Sam Chak or Dai Shei Chak. School, because the school is across the street.
Right.
On the same street.
Yeah.
And also brushes and for writing.
So it's almost everything.
Yeah, almost everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The business must be very good that you expanded to next door.
Well, it's just because we need more room, I think. Well, because it's a very good-sized business.
Mm-hmm. Were there many, much competition among Sang Wing Wo and the other grocery stores?
Most of them have their own little niche, you might say. Mm-hmm. I mean, they cater a certain type of a business.
Uh-huh.
A major portion after we put in rattan furniture and raw material, we were doing that more than anything else. And also art goods, we were selling a lot of wholesale art goods. Porcelainware? No, the little China cities, little shops, and new Chinatown shops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
so
know
you
Paul King?
Yes.
Paul King's father used to buy from us.
I see.
So and then we trade with FCON and Tom Gubbins.
So they
wouldn't one day need anything particular, or they come to us, and we wouldn't need some of their stuff.
Who did the buying from China?
My uncle did most of the buying before, and then when I took over, I did the buying. Yeah.
Did you have to travel to go and shop?
In those days, we can't afford to travel. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive in dollar-wise in those days. So we don't travel, we depend on somebody over there to export to us. That would be honest enough. Of course, they trust us too, because they send merchandise out without being paid.
You pay later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you deal with the merchants mostly in Shanghai, Big
City,
Hong Kong?
We deal with merchants in Hong Kong mostly. Mm-hmm. We had one in Shanghai, we were dealing with Mono Sodium Glutamate in Beijing.
Uh-huh.
At that time, in Beijing is in Shanghai is very very important item.
Uh-huh.
We had exclusive on that, and we were importing abalones and squids and mushroom from Japan, Yokohama.
Did you export things from America to China?
No, we didn't. Later years, right during the World War, not World War II, right before World War II, I was exporting some stuff to Hong Kong.
Like American goods?
American goods, yeah. Not too much of that. Mostly,
like what?
It's, I think, I did some exporting of lead pencils and some toys.
Mm-hmm.
We had one fellow there that was interested in, so we did some of that, but it didn't last too long.
Because
World War II came along and completely shut that off.
Did war actually affect your company's business?
Oh, yes.
Because no,
no more
trade.
Merchandise, right.
Mm-hmm. But your cousin was
Last because he had whatever he's left there, and after the war he did get some merchandise, but he wasn't that active. Because we weren't there anymore, we were all in some other occupations. Like I went down to the produce market, my brother went down to the huge aircraft, they all scattered.
Did your brother work for the store also?
One of my younger brothers.
I see. When did your uncle actually stop working? Did he go back to China?
No, he died here. To tell you the truth, I don't know what year that was. But he was sick for quite a few years. And his son Louis Pham, uh-huh. took over the business and he was doing most of the work.
Uh-huh. Louis Pham was older than you are.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is he still around?
No, he died about 5-6 years ago. Uh-huh.
So when he took over, it was around after the war or before World War II?
Before World War II, because he was there all during World War II.
Oh, I see. And after. But your uncle was not there already during the war?
I think he died during the war.
Oh, I see.
I'm not too sure of the
date. Most of the business was handled by your cousin.
Yeah.
And at that time, were there still many cousins coming from all over to...
Yes, not that much though. Mm-hmm. Not like the 20s.
Uh-huh.
In the 30s.
20s was the...
Yeah, where the boom years, yeah.